Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, the podcast that fills your stomach like a peanut butter sandwich, and your heart the same way. I'm your host, Pete Pollock, and this week on the show, Gigi, the story of a young French girl who grows up quick. More coming up right after this. I may be alone in this position, and I'm comfortable in the alone position on this movie. And my position is that I felt a little creeped out. And I don't think you're supposed to feel creeped out. This is an example to me of a film that it shows you can get away with almost anything if you dance and sing a happy tune while you're doing it. Let me explain. The film opens with Maurice Chevalier, who is he plays the old guy, which is fitting because he is an old guy in this. He plays the old guy who really only wants to date young women, and the younger the better. And he sings a song about that to kind of open things up. And he talks to the camera every once in a while too, but he sings a song about thank heaven for little girls. And maybe I'm looking at it through modern eyes, where there's, you know, bad things happening in the world. And in the 1950s, maybe it was a more innocent time. But he's singing this thing about how he doesn't want to date or get involved with older women. He just wants younger women. And while he's singing it, this little, like, 6 or 7 year old girl walks by, and he's looking at her, and then he talks about how in a few years they grow up and they'll be giving you the eye and melting your heart and all this stuff. And it's like, dude, whoa, it just wasn't working for me. Okay. Like I say, maybe I was reading too much modern, you know, situation into it, but it was a little weird for me. And this guy is, he's like 60, and you know, 60, 65, whatever. He's an older gentleman, and all he wants to do is get involved with these really young women. And his protege is Gaston. And Gaston is a younger guy, but I don't think he's really all that young. He's kind of, you know, he looks young in the movie, but he doesn't look real young. I'm going to guess 30, 35. Okay. And these guys are they live in Paris and they carouse and they get involved with women. Now I'm not a prude by any stretch of the imagination, but they have a lifestyle. They get involved with these women for a week or a month or whatever, and they're kind of well known. They're celebrities in their town, and they get involved, and they're in all the papers and stuff. And then they pass them on, and they move on to somebody else. And this is their lifestyle, okay? And Gigi is, as the movie opens, she's this young girl who's like playing ball with her friends, and they reference like what she's learning in school and stuff, and you pretty much get the impression that she's in what, in this time frame around the turn of the century or whatever, would be high school. You know, this is what she's learning. And I realize that people got married younger and all that, but she's essentially in high school. And And Gaston, the guy who's in his like 30s, is a family friend, and he comes over, and he's got a ton of money, and her family doesn't have as much money. They're not really poor, although they kind of say that they are, but they don't seem to live in a poor apartment or anything like that. But But he comes over and, you know, he has lunch with her grandmama and things like that. And he's a good guy and he's a family friend. And at some point, you know, you can see how this is all coming together. And he's going to develop an interest in Gigi and she's going to develop an interest in him. And so over the course of what appears to be in movie time, about a week and a half, 2 weeks, she goes from playing ball with her friends to going out and, you know, carousing with him. And then he's going to set her up in, you know, as he realizes he's in love with her, he's going to set her up in a house and he's going to buy her rings. And her family is supporting all this. You know, it's like, yeah, you know, score what you can get out of him. You may not get married, but you're going to get a ton of really cool stuff. Now, where I come from, we have a word for that. And it's not courtesan. It's something else. But that's the undercurrent for everything that's happening in this film. And they sing and they dance and they have, umbrellas and pretty colors. And the movie is beautifully shot. I'll give it that. It looks good. It looks fake in some spots, but I think it's kind of supposed to. And that's fine. It has a look, you know, the camera work and everything. It looks good. But this undercurrent of age inappropriateness, just I found really disturbing with all the stuff that's going on. It needed, for me, and I hate to say how they should have made a movie, but I think it needed to be counterbalanced a little bit here. There's some strange stuff happening, and I think even 100 years ago, most people would have been, oh yeah, he's a little old for her, seems to me. That's my impression. Now, watching this and listening to the dialogue and everything and the characters and whatnot, you do end up liking these people, which to me a little bit adds to the creep factor. But, you know, most of them seem like genuinely decent people, except for, you know, the whole interested in underage girls thing. Let's face it, that's not something that's easy to overcome or get past. The dialogue is snappy. It's really good. There's some laugh out loud parts, and I'm a sucker for clever dialogue, and there's definitely clever dialogue in this film. Just some really good lines, and I can't do them justice to describe them here, but if you're watching it, there are some really good snappy comebacks and things like that. The music, as you know, if you've been listening to these for a while, I'm not a big musical fanatic. I personally found the music to be kind of pedestrian. I've heard better, catchier, more interesting tunes, and nothing really jumped out and grabbed me and made me kind of remember it or want to remember it later on musically. So overall, I'm really kind of mixed on this film. The music was okay. It's not annoying, but it wasn't anything to write home about. There's definitely better musicals out there, musically speaking. And the dialogue was good. The characters were reasonably likable, except for the one issue. And the underlying creepiness, I had a problem with. So I'm kind of caught in the middle on this one. I'm going to give it a rent it, a qualified rent it. I don't know. I kind of want people to see this and tell me if I'm out of my mind, because I don't think I am. But, you know, this is just my impression watching this. I just didn't really get the whole, you know, it's outside of my range of culture for what's acceptable. And she seemed like she was about 16 and just can't go along with that. Ava Gabor is in this in a very small role, but I always liked her, you know, Green Acres and stuff. She's a pretty good actress, clearly the best Gabor of them all, in my opinion. And so it was nice to see her, even if it's a small role. But, you know, you see her and say, hey, it's Ava Gabor. That's cool. That's my review. Go rent it and let me know if you think I'm out of my mind. Next week, we got a biggie coming up. And next week, it's Ben-Hur, an epic motion picture, if ever there was one. And interestingly enough, one I have managed to not see. So I'm going to check that out. I'm going to block out about 8 hours or something out of my time schedule and sit down with that. And I'm looking forward to seeing it. So until then, I am Pete Pollock. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. It is a production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire. Say it with me if you know the words. I'll see you next week, everybody. Take care.